last Tuesday, some people in Kern County were hoping District 4 residents would vote for a candidate that would make the Board of Supervisors more diverse. But it looks like the board is staying the same, with 4 white men and 1 Latina. The county was ordered to redraw its districts after a court ruled it violated the Voting Rights Act. Now, there's a second district with a majority Latino population. FM 89's Monica Velez digs into why a Latino candidate wasn't able to win it.
Although election results are unofficial, it looks like Kern County Supervisor David Couch will represent District 4. On this day, we're cruising around his district in my hatchback. He starts by showing me the wealthiest part, Seven Oaks.
This is the nicest part as far as highest residential housing values in the 4th District right here. It's gated, big lots, big homes.
As we keep driving east toward Lamont, everything gets more rural and the roads get rockier. We end up in a community neighboring Lamont called Weed Patch.
This is really, really nice. People live here, but they live here in some pretty difficult conditions. Okay, make a left. Now stop right here and I want to describe this to you. This is Harold Street. This is a street that is literally paved on the left half and not on the right half.
Even though Couch got the most votes, a lot of efforts were made to see a Latino candidate in his seat. For one, there was a lawsuit filed by the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, or MALDEF. It cost Kern County at least $5.5 million. After the districts were redrawn, District 4 had the best chance of getting a Latino supervisor, in part because it has a majority Latino population. So what happened?
Well, what happened is that we had a spoiler in the race.
That's Dolores Huerta, who's with the Dolores Huerta Foundation. She says one of the candidates, Jose Gonzalez, shouldn't have entered the race so the other candidate, Grace Vallejo, could win.
We begged him not to run. We told him if you run, you're going to split up the vote. And that means that David is going to ensure that David Couch is going to get elected. But of course, he didn't listen to us.
The foundation was instrumental in getting MALDEF to take the county to court. Huerta says because there were 2 Latino candidates running against Couch, the Latino vote got split.
Just add the numbers that Grace Vallejo got plus the numbers that Gonzalez got, and they would definitely overcome the numbers that Couch got in the election.
But no one can truly predict what the outcome would have been had only 1 Latino run. But what about the district map? Could it have been drawn in a way that would have made the Latino vote in District 4 stronger? Huerta thinks so.
We had submitted a stronger map to the when they were in the negotiations, but the map that we submitted wasn't considered. The negotiations were between MALDEF and a committee from the Board of Supervisors and the plaintiffs, and even, although we were very involved in having all of this happen, we were not at the table when the final map was drawn, unfortunately.
MALDEF did not respond to requests for comment. But Supervisor Leticia Perez, who represents District 5, says the map was extensively scrutinized. She was on the board's committee that negotiated the final maps.
Essentially, 5 politicians were being asked to either reduce or increase their power willingly at the cost of another or more supervisors. So it was an incredibly tense, incredibly difficult process, one in which a very difficult issue of race and immigration and ultimately dwindling or growing power were very sensitive and fragile topics.
She says the committee looked at least 12 versions. She calls the final map an incredible victory. She says that before the primaries, various Latino advocates, educators, and Democratic leaders came together to strategize the best way to get a Latino candidate elected.
It was an open brainstorming strategy session where everyone put their concerns out there. Everyone said, we want to work together. We don't want to split the Latino vote. We know that we'll lose if we do that. So will everyone in here agree to a process? And that was not an easy thing to procure. It took some discussion. It took some cajoling to say, look, this is a process that we can really make meaningful. And it will be representative of a huge percentage of support of the Latino community in Kern County.
Everyone at the meeting voted from a pool of candidates. And the choice was Vallejo. But when Gonzalez heard about this meeting, he was concerned.
This group said, well, that's the only 2 choices you have. It's either Couch or Vallejo. No, it's not. We as citizens have the responsibility, if we don't like our choices, to stand up and make change happen by running for office.
Gonzalez knows some people are upset with him, but he wasn't happy with his choice of candidates.
The people that are calling me the spoilers are the people that wanted to control the vote. We live in a democracy, and we can't have a democracy when we don't have the freedom to choose. And when someone tries, or a group of people get together to try and control, democracy hesitates to exist.
But Grace Vallejo says she had the bigger picture in mind when it comes to this race. She says a Latino candidate would better represent the population in her district.
If I had wanted to run for this seat and there was a group of individuals who were offering to support financially and every which way someone they felt could win, and I was doing it because I cared for the community and I saw that, absolutely I would step out.
But Couch says he can represent the district just as well as a Latino. Back in my hatchback, he tells me all the things he plans to do in places like Lamont and Weed Patch. He says he's already filled up about 200 potholes in the area and cleaned up some lots.
I think some people thought, for whatever reason, he used to represent that area, so he's not going to want to represent our area, which isn't true. I think, frankly, I have a tremendous opportunity here because there's so much that could be done. You don't have to look around for something to do. You just have to pick what you want to work on it and make an impact, do something positive.
And the three District 4 candidates will still have to work together in the future. Vallejo because she's the mayor of Delano, Gonzalez because he's the president of the Lamont Chamber of Commerce, and Couch, who kept his seat. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.